My father is the youngest of 5 brothers, and my mother is the eldest of 3 sisters. My uncles have all preceded my father to heaven, but my aunts are alive and kicking. The uncles had their traditional avenues of competition, of commerce and sports, but my mother and her sisters had an unspoken but tenacious competition in domestic efficiency. This undoubtedly comes from my grandmother, Bibby. The quest to achieve bibbiness is a genetic journey that cannot be avoided. The sisters were never competitive in the traditional measures, like fashion with designer pocketbooks, but when it came to being queen of home economics, let's just say carry at the prom. Back in the day, they were masters of every type of handiwork. I never had a store-bought piece of clothing until I went off to school. They would knit and purl, smock, and even stitch up some white eyelet underpants. All I ever wanted was a store-bought something. Anything. I was the middle girl cousin, so hand-me-down clothes were the standard issue. The sisters made matching outfits for their daughters, so the third youngest cousin would essentially wear the same outfit for up to 6 years in a row. And competition in the kitchen? Gordon Ramsay could have been the 4th sister. My mother would rather yank out her tongue than serve store-bought pickles. I didn't even know mayonnaise was sold in the grocery store until I lived on my own. My mother wouldn't dream of buying Hellman's when she could whip out that Cuisinart and let the eggs fly. Same with chicken salad, never purchased, always handmade. I did not inherit these wonderful qualities. I think that if it's good enough for the Harris Teeter, it's good enough for me. I have no interest in making chicken salad, pickles, and especially no interest in making white eyelet underpants. One Thanksgiving, I went out on a culinary limb and decided to forgo the traditional, boring turkey dinner, and I served shrimp and grits. I can still recall the flummoxed look on their face, as horrified as if I had served Meow Mix cat food. As hard as my mother and her sisters worked to make sure everything was spectacularly home-ecky, they never admitted that anything was difficult. Oh, it was nothing, they'd say. The only similarity I have to this characteristic is when someone comes into my house, I instinctively say, "Pardon the mess," even if I've been scrubbing for hours. The sisters don't brag about their domestic efficiency in the traditional way, but in a secret sisterly lingo. One sister might say that she finished Christmas shopping by the 4th of July, while one would claim to have set the table for a dinner party a week ahead. But the best non-bragging brag was when my mother said, "I've already deviled the eggs for the neighbor's funeral, and he hasn't even died yet."